V'im Hashem el Moshe k'soyv zoysi korin b'seifer v'sim b'ozni Yeshua k'moch emcha zeich ha'molik mitach t'ashamayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that you should write this as a sefer zikaron, v'sim b'ozni Yeshua. L'chura, it's a stira. If something that you write down a sefer, you don't tell somebody. And something you tell somebody, it's not meant to be to put down a sefer. But the seder's hafuch. First, there should be, if you want to tell somebody something, and then to make sure they doesn't forget it, so first it should have said v'sim b'ozni Yeshua, and then k'soyv zoysi becomes the sefer. The seder is a hefer here, and it says first zikaron the sefer, and then sim b'ozni Yeshua. Also, the whole lashon of k'soyv zoysi zikaron the sefer v'sim b'ozni Yeshua should be v'sim l'neged einei Yeshua. The mashmos is kilu the zikaron comes first at the k'siva sefer, and that should be put in ozni Yeshua. Rashi says because Be'etzem the chiyuv of eventual chiyuv of Mechias HaMolek would not take place until Knis Loretz, so that's why they should call him the Sefer V'Sim Ba'Ozni Yeshua. But it still doesn't answer that a Sefer should be V'Sim Ba'Ozni Yeshua. The Rambam in the end of Hilchos Megillah, very famous Lashon Rambam, the Rambam says, Kol Sifra Nevi'im U'Kol Aksuvim Asidim Libot L'Moyis HaMashiach V'Chutz V'Megillas Esther. So it's a medrash. Famous in the pasuk, it says just that the days won't become bottle. Chazal say it's a loshna medrash. Kol sifra nevi'im kol k'suvim asidim libotel. Chutz v'megillas Esther. V'arehi kayemes kichamisha chumshi Torah. It will last forever like chamisha chumshi Torah. U'kehalocha shol Torah shabal teh shenibetein lo'ilam. And like the halachas of the Gemara, which is not bottle lo'ilam. The emes is the mashal that he's giving here. The Rambam is machpil his loshen, is mashal. The Rambam says it's kaim lenetach like what, like chamisha chum shetayra, and like halacha shetayra shabat peshem tein lo'ilam. It needs to. I mean, you should say it's kaim like chamisha chum shetayra because the emes for that is the remez in the pasuk. The pasuk says that it's divrei shalom the emes is kamita shetayra. The remozim in the pasuk are remozim that relate to chamish chum shetera. Kalocha shol teira shel peshem tein lo'ilam l'chur is the Rambam say suffer, and it doesn't add anything. The one thing we know for nitz that we know is nitzchi is chamish chum shetera. He says that the Megillah remains forever, just like chamish chum shetera and halacha shol teira shel peh. Then he says even though all the days that are zichronis for tzoris will become bottle, Yemei HaPurim won't become bottled. So all the pshatim that are said as to why it won't happen, the Chateva and the Chulu, all those inyanim are inyanim really that relate to the second part of the Rambam. As to why the Rambam says that why we all the Ma'adim will become bottled except for Purim, so all those inyanim about the difference between a Nes and a Nes that's other Chateva, that's where it fits in. On the first half, the chiluk of Megillah to Nevi'im and Ksuvim doesn't, that pshat doesn't cover it. And it needs to be understood itself, what's the yichud, l'chura Megillah is the safe of the Ksuvim. It was a machlokes whether or not it should be written b'chlal, and the l'chura should be the very last of the Ksuvim, it's safik Ksuvim, safik, it shouldn't be written at all. And l'maisa, b'cholzeis chazal, and yet it has a mila over Nevi'im and Ksuvim that it will never become bottled. And it needs to be understood in its b'teiros, the sefer shabbatov, not only b'teiros, the yontiv and the moed shabbat. There's another nekuda that has, but it says that the lamnetzeach aliyelos hashacha, that why is Purim called aliyelos hashacha? Because just like the Yel Sashacha is a safe Laila, so Purim is the safe Nisim. The Gemara says it's not safe Nisim, it's safe Veka Hanukkah. So the Gemara says, safe of the Nisim that's nitinly kosif. It's a little bit strange, first of all, what's the Indian of a Nase that's nitinly kosif? But why is that called Choshech? In other words, the safe Laila, it's the end of the Laila. That means the Kufa of Nisim that's nitinly kosif has a Shem Laila. And afterwards, or if anything's the other way around, afterwards it became choshech that there was a certain hest upon it. One more ha'ara on the inyanim. The Maral says in when he speaks in the Perek of how many people can you teach Kabbalah to, it says that you can't teach three people Maisa Arayas, you can't teach two people Maisa Bracious, and you can't teach one person Maisa Merkava. So the Maral explains that every chelik of Torah, the tsura that it is given over, is a reflection of its teichen. Things that require to be said directly, need two, things that require that it should be one-on-one, it has such a metzias. Each chelik of Torah and the tsura of its nesina, it matches the way it should be given over. And advan pshutim. When Chazal said that there was a difference in the Matan Torah of Har Sinai and the Matan Torah of Yimei HaPurim, it says that this was Kofalim Har Kigigis by Matan Torah of Shavuos, as Kofalim Har Kigigis and Mikan Moedor Rabo Leiraisa. And therefore, it has a problem that if somebody wants, they could say it was oynes. And hodok kiblua, it was in Yimei HaPurim that it was berasim. So lechura, there should have been a shinui in the tsura of the Torah itself as well. Just like the Maral says that you can't, that the way you teach it, the way you give it, is a reflection of the teichen. If there was another nesina of Torah at Purim time, and the tsura of it changed, there should have been a new teichen. There should be something more. So, good, Megillas Esther was Netaisif, but it's hard to see that Megillas Esther is a shinui be'etzem it's another sefer, like the other sefarim. I mean, obviously the Rambam is marvelous, it's chshivas, but where do we see a shinui in the teichen of Megillah, and be'etzem, according to the Lashon Gemara, should be shinui in the klolius of Torah, that everything changed because of it, because now on Torah is beratzen. Where is there a shinui in other inyanim as well? The Gemara says halacha. The Gemara and Bemis, the halacha is kaiful in itself, really the teichin of the yichud of the sefer Vesta. The Gemara says in Megillah that cross sefer v'kro yigeres, that Megillah is called a sefer in the pasuk. So if there is the sefer, the Esther Boima Sefer, the word sefer is used to describe Megillah's Esther and Igeres, like it says Pasegen Igeres Hazois, and therefore it has a din. In some ways it's doimet to Sefer, in some ways it's doimet to Igeres. In the Rashi's mashma that it's only a kula. In other words, Sefer is more chomer. The Gemara says one afkemina. The Gemara says that if it was kireachit with Gidin, it's kosher, because in that way it's doimet to a safe through a nigeres, that it's okay. If you kireach with pishton, it's not kosher because it's lacking a safer. So Rashi's mashma that safer is a chumra completely of nigeres, and it's not as chumra, you can be makel. However, in halacha, the halacha is that a sefer Torah, you're not supposed to open up completely. It's not covered of a sefer. Whereas the Megillah, the minig is brought down very more. The minig is to open it up completely because it's an igeres. To bring the minig agoinim, to open it up completely as an igeres. If being an igeres is only a kula, then it's hard to understand that this should be something we should do l'chatchila. I mean, if sefer is only more chomer than igeres, so we should do everything like a sefer. But the other, if you don't do everything like a sefer, it should be kosher within a certain bound. The halacha is mashmas as an igeres l'chatchila for that. But it's very not clear from the Gemara legabi what inyan is it a sefer, what inyan is an igeres. How do you make the chluka? Ramban over there, the Ramban says, he brings down the different halachas, and Ramban is machria that there are three inyanim of halachas. On the etzim ksiva of the sefer itself, Yoi and Sefer and so on, parchment and all the inyanim that are kosher to the ksiva itself, it has a din of Sefer, and if you mashana, it's possible. In dinim that are surrounding it, l'moshel the kricha, over there it has miktas dine igeris and miktas dine sefer. And therefore there's a difference between kocha bepishtan and kocha begidin. In kriya, it has a dine igeris, kulan. And b'meila, it doesn't say, but one would assume that for the etzim ksav itself, it's likuva sefer. For the kriya itself, it's lechatchila igeres, and for the inyanim in the middle, the kriya and so on, it's yeshbe by minak sefer, yeshbe min ha igeres. What's the teichin of nafkimina between the igeres and sefer? There are two nafkiminas between the tzuras ksiva of igeres and tzuras ksiva of sefer. First of all, an igeres is something that is written to someone specifically. An igeres shleimim, an igeres is written to a person. That's what it's written to. A sefer is written by from klali. A sefer is written in klali seinyan. We spoke about it Friday. The difference between a sefer and Oizen and Ayin is that a sefer is less me'ora person than an Ayin is, than seeing. That's why a Shmua Toiva is stronger than a Re'iyah, because a Shmua, the reason is because Dibur is specifically to a person, and B'meila, you're talking to him, and it goes to somebody, and B'meila to me'ora him. A sefer, you're writing the Alma, and it's not within the koyach sefer. The sefer doesn't talk to anybody. And an igeres is a form of ksiva that's closer to dibur. You're writing to somebody. So an igeres is written to somebody, and a sefer is written by Alma. And b'meila, an igeres is mashpia on a person, the way dibur is mashpia a lot more than kriya, because it's talking to the person, whereas a sefer is talking by Alma. That is one oifin of nafkimina. Meidach kisa, it says, uksoiv v'chasoim, b'seif v'seif v'chasoim, l'man yamdu yomim rabim. The toikif of a sefer is that a sefer stands for a long time. A sefer is written, the ksiva of a sefer is written so that it stands a long time. An igeres doesn't stand for a long time. Igeres is the shaita and not for Lenetzach. It's not Yomim Rabim, and Igeres is to the person finished reading it, he throws it away. So we have two nafkiminas between Igeres and Sefer. Igeres is to a person, Sefer is La'alma, Igeres is Lizmanai, and a Sefer is Yomim Rabim. It's Hoba Hatalia. Anytime I take an Inyan and I am focusing it onto a mesuyim deka nekuda, a person, a zman, so bal korchoch, the thing is not nitzchiyistik, it's not yom rabim, because it's limited to the person I'm talking to. When I write an igeres, it's written specifically to fit a certain person, so it's extremely powerful chlapi that person, but it's limited to that person that time. It might be that later on, it won't be so meaningful to the person. To someone else, it already doesn't have that meaning, b'chlau. A sefer is faket. A sefer, because it has to stand the yomim rabim, so it's not miyuchad to any one person in any one time. It's the kololiyus ha'inyan as such. And the more it's minutik from any specificity to one person or one time, the more it has in itself the mayam du yomim rabim. That's the chilek between sefer and igeres. If you want a mokum where you see it, a get. In a get, it says, the lashonis in the teifas of the get is that this should be a sefer tirukin and igeres shivukin. In other words, a sefer krisus And in Igeres, Shvukin means to send away, like Veshila. To Krisus is on the Atzmius of the Nesuin. It doesn't have to do with the person. The Nesuin is a Dava Shel Hayama, it's a Nesuin. And the Mela, it breaks it, it cuts in half. Shiluach is a din in the person. The halacha is if a woman is a shaita, that sholucha v'chayzeres, you can't be megarisher, because if sholucha v'chayzeres is not miskareshes. So the shivukin, the sending away, the vishilach, is mitzad the person. If the get doesn't talk to the person, then it's lacking in the igeres shivukin shivukin. It's not an igeres. And a get is called both in yon. It's a sefer tirukin. It's a thing that stands by itself as a shtar krisus. And the mela, that has nothing to do with the person. And it's also an igeres. And the igeres is the shivukin, is the person understanding to get lost, to go away. And if the person is not clear with the message, then it's not, then he doesn't get it. That's the difference between an igeres and a sefer in Gittin. A similar nafkemina is in the nyanim that we're being oisik. Reb Chaim says it in its betzim, I mean, it's the bems in the Gemara. The difference between shtar and ksav. A shtar becomes a hagodah mitaratzma. The sefer is made. And even if the edim are long gone, and even if they don't remember it, it's not, it's a hagodah's edim la'alma. And they don't have to, it's minutic from them. It became a thing by itself. And Adrab, if you say over from a shtar, the Chaim says it's in an edim. It's because the shtar itself becomes, the sefer itself becomes a cheftz of Haggadah. And that's because a shtar, we learn from the pasuk of sefer sefer mayamdu yomim rabim, that's the mitzias of shtar. Ksiva is where you just write it for yourself, and it's not eid mipeid because it's you're the one that's doing the talking, but there's a chisorim eid mipeid if it's not so chreya me'atzmoy. If it's not so chreya me'atzmoy, there's a chisorim piyaksav. But the tzur of it is an igeres. And Adam can send in, the Shidus HaHolei can send in Adis, the Bez Miksav. It's all the Pshat because it's a Haggadah. It's there, it's not a Sefer, it's a Haggadah that they're writing and sending off to Bez. So you have a chilek between an Igeres and a Sefer. That Sefer is something that stands Lenetzach as it stands. Igeres is something that only the shaita l'zmanay. On the other hand, Igeres talks to the person, and it's a much stronger way of talking to that person specifically, whereas a shtar stands by itself, and it's not specific to any zmana or any person. The chilek in Torah itself, the chelke of Torah that are nitzchias, chamishachum sh'Torah, were written as a sefer. And the pshat is, they were written as a dvar emes kishel atzmoy. And those things are nitzchias, because mitzad, the teva dvarim, they are divrei netzach. This is a ki yigach shor, shorehu, that is an emes that is lenetzach. Chazal say that ilmoli lechoti Yisrael, Leinitlehem Eloh Hamishachum Shetera and Sefer Yeshua Bulvat. So that means that Nevi'im are Divrei Torah that Nemru L'Shaita or L'Zmana. That's the Metzias of Nevi'im and Ksuvim. They were given for a specific need. A person was Chayta, he needed Divrei Sairus, he needed Divrei Musa, he needed Divrei Chizuk, and you had Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, Yecheskel, V'chulu, giving over those in Yonah. But the tzura of Nevi'im and Ksuvim is igeristic. The tzura of Torah is seifadik, it's a seifa Torah, and whereas the tzura of Nevi'im is an igeris. Adab, you find in the Nevuah of Eliyahu HaNavi, it says, Eliyahu HaNavi sent a michtav, where the pasuk comes from, michtav me'Eliyahu. He sent down a letter after he went up to Shemayim, he sent down a letter saying whatever he said over there, because all of Nevuah be'etzem is a tzura of an igeres. So the mile of it is that the Nevi'im and Ksuvim have in themselves the ability to be a person more strongly, and their inyanim that address a specific problem more sharply than the Torah. I mean, the Torah said, "Anecha shemekech liyachem achem al ponei." So That's what says you're not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. So what more did Yeshayo add? The Teretz is because the emes of the halacha is written in the Torah. Neviim can't be mechadish any divrei halacha. Ein anovi rashoy lechadish, anovi can't mechadish adavot. And b'meila, dvarim that are netzach and emes don't have a makom in Navi. But when the Navi came along and called them Bonim Peshim and Bonim Gedalti Vremamti, Vema Pashubi Vechulu, they were specific to the people, and B'meila Mo'er them more. So the Maila, the Inyan of the Vim Exuvim is a get of Igeris, and the Inyan of Torah is a get of a Sefer. And in the same Maila of Hashem has played itself out. The Vim Exuvim, the Maila of it is that it speaks to the person that's Mo'er him, and Torah itself doesn't speak to the person that's not Mo'er him as much. Me'idach Kisa, in the Vim and Ksuvim, there is a lack of Nitzah. Even the Gemara says in Megillah, we have Kiflayim Nevi'im Kiyotim Mitzrayim. The only thing that was written is Nevuah Shenitzrich Aladeiris. It's not Nevuah that the Etzem is Nitzchias. It's just that it has a longer Tzerech than did the Nevuah that was L'shaita Mamish. This Nevuah is not for one day, but for 100 days. But the Yisrael of Nevuah is that it's Nitzrich Aladeiris. And there'll come a time when it's no longer Nitzricha, when the Bria will be Ketikuna, when there won't be Chatayim anymore, and the Mela, it'll come back to a Matzav where you don't need anything but Chamish Chum Shatayim and Yeshua, because it's Shvach HaShoah Yisrael. The Amashenken on Torah, is how that this Divya Torah is won't be Mukhlaf and won't be Meimen, there won't be Torah Chadasha, because Torah is Be'etzim, it's Nitzri. In Kodesh HaNefesh, it's also like that. A person who sits and learns knows that it doesn't always, it's not always Mo'er a person, because the Kololius, a person learns about Kama, a person learns about Metzia, a person learns Kololius Dikinyani Musa, they don't speak to the person. If somebody focuses Divrei Musa to somebody and tells him Divrei Techochan, Divrei Musa, and Divrei Sairus, they're Mo'er a person, because they specifically address him, where he's at the time, and his specific needs. Me'idach Kisa, looking back in retrospect, a person who learned in Yonim that are shayach to the Nitzchis of Torah has a certain feeling of accomplishment. Looking back 10 years later, the fact that he knows Bamitzia, knew Bamitzia, is meaningful to him. The Divrei Sairus, Divrei Chizuk, I mean, it was good. The person recognizes it was good that he had them when he had them. But now, they don't talk to him anymore, and they're not really nagea to him anymore. The chiddush of the seif, Megillas Esther was given over, the yontif of Purim was the chsima on Torah. The etzem, the problem of kafalim harke gigis meant that the divrei Torah of the matan Torah came on a klolis tekoizim. Kafalim harke gigis meant the har covered the entire people. They were all, it's like somebody comes along with is machriach a person, because this is an emes muchletes. This is, in a math problem, there's only one answer, and a person's muchach, either he answers right or he answers wrong. There's no oifen to express an individual answer. The hechreach in Divrei Torah wasn't the physical harm that they'll have, because lemaisa, I mean, by hechreach, there's a lot more doing. The chreach was because they were divrei netzach, and there was no makom to get out of it. This is the emes muchletes, and with emes muchletes, whether the person likes it or doesn't like it, whether the person relates to it or doesn't relate to it, it's still emes, and there's no way around it. In Torah of in Chodeh Kiblua Me'ava, when a person accept something me'ava, it means because the person, because it spoke to the person specifically. Ava is not a klolistika inyan. Yira is taket, the bigger the thing is, the more it encompasses, the more he's matl ema, somebody who's a giant, somebody who's moishlan kol olam kulay. That's the thing that's matl ema. Ava is when it speaks specifically to me. There's no such thing as a klolistika ava. There's no such thing as Ava in the eternal truths. Avi is something that addresses the person specifically by Sher Hashem. So the gilui of Torah that was missing in the divrei Torah of Matan Torah had in itself the first half. It had in itself the Kaflim HaKigigis. And they needed a shlemus of the divrei Torah to be mashlim it to something which would give the second half as well. The Ava and the Yira wasn't only just Me'ava Me'ira. It was a difference between the Teichen, whether it remain a Sefer or remain an Igeret. The Inyan that we asked about the Divrei Torah being, what changed in Divrei Torah? Let's go back to the Inyan of the Ksiva, the Sefer Shavoy, and the Tricha. Megillas Esther was the only Sefer that was Mechadesh HaHalacha, even though it's a Drabbanan, and even though it's something that, I mean, the Gemara asked at the beginning of Mila, another Zener Shoel Chadish Dava, so we're tailored because we found the Remes fit and say they Sefer Zikaron. But Lemaisa, the only place where there's a Chi of HaLacha, we learn up some Dinim, we learn up Shtaris, we learn up other Dinim from the Vim, but Derech, because they mentioned it, we realize it's Emes. But not that they're Dvarim HaMechayim. The only place where there's a halacha that's Mechuyeves after Chamisha Chumash Torah is Megillas Esther. So that means Megillas Esther has in itself the Nitzchias of Torah, and it has in itself the Tam Yigeres as well. It has both Taimim in itself. How do we express the chiluk between the two halakim? How do we distinguish between those two halakim of the Megillah? The teretz is because the in the ksiva shabai we do sefer, in the kriya shabai we do igeret. The David niflad moed if he was born in the emikar halacha. The way Megillah is written, it's written seferdik. The way it's read igeristik. Faket, the Ramban, I think, mentions also Amida and Yeshiva. It's informal because, faket, in mitzad, the ksiva shabai, it has the chumra of shtaris. It's something that's a sefer, that's a mayam du yom ravin. Mitzad, the shmir shabai, and the kriya shabai, that is in the teichen of it, it becomes an igeret. Amalek was an umma that it says that they were makiras bere and they were miskav limud point. There was matiach orlus klape milus klape mala and they were macharis and megadim. The pshat in such an hoge is that there's a total nituk from the sefer and from the igeret that the you can be makir the emes, it's emes. They know they're going to be nichve. They know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes and yatziv. They know that and they know that the matir milos klape malo, and yet the person himself, it affected them zero. That tchuna is where the person can be monotic completely. That it's a safer krisus and a safer tirukin, and it's not any ger shivukin. It's complete. One is the person knows and fully understands the emes of the consequences. He makes no mistake in thinking he got away with it, and yet it doesn't affect the person. So Moshe Rabbeinu, when he sent Yeshua, he was told, "Save those the sefer, save those the sefer, the sim be'ozne Yeshua." In other words, the tikkun to such a matzav is that you hear to the divrei Torah becomes a mizuk of the inyanim of Sefer and the inyanim of Igeret. It's the Torah itself. The Torah itself is written, and it's a Sefer, and it's a Zikaron in the Sefer. It's my own Rabbin. But what was missing was there's no Sima Boznaim. The Tikkun to Amalek is the Simba Ozna Yeshua. That's the way it is. Torah starts as Divrei Netzach. It has to start with Kofleim HaKigigis, and then, but it needs an Amira in Ozne Yeshua. There's a Chassidish of art, and it has all the yofi the tzachus lashon of chassidim and the oimik of the emes. They once asked, I think it was the chayzim in Lublin. They asked him, if you have sforim, what do you need a rebbe for? What do you need somebody to say it? You can look at it yourself. He said, "I'll derech atzachos in a tefillah, but the emes is an emes a teichin." He said, "Al yedei avodecha." Avodecha means the tzaddikim, the oivdei Hashem. Hanevi'im kosev, the written nevi'im, leimor begin to talk. In other words, kolzman something's a b'china sefer, it doesn't talk to the person, and then it's shayach that a person learns it, is misamik in it, understands it, and it has nothing for him. The koyach of somebody who's a moichiach, of somebody who's an oivid, of somebody who does, is that he puts a mirror to words that are written. The chelek, to add the chelek where the words begin to talk to the person specifically, that is something that is done specifically by a person who's shayach to it. So the addition of the koyach amira to the verim, the raksuvim, takes place with somebody who that it's yotzei min halev, somebody that has a koyach of that amira of igeret. The Rambam's lashon is meduyek. The Rambam's the hesber that the Velt gives is the hesber for the difference between Purim and Adyan Tavim. But the Rambam is saying something about the Megillah, that the Megillah stands. The Megillah, he says, will remain nitzchiyistik. The lashon, the Rambam is v'arei kayemes kechamisha chumshit Torah ukehilchas shal Torah shabateh sheinem betein la'olam. The Rambam was miyachid the inyan of Torah b'ksav and the Torah shabateh, that both of them have an akuda that they never bottle. Torah shabateh is not bottled, because even though Bezdin can always be done in it, but the koyach of the Dvarim Baal Peh stands mitzad that. The Rambam gives both Mishalim because that's taka the toikef of the Divrei Megillah, that it has in itself chamishachum shetayra, it's torn sirtut kamita shetayra, and it has in itself the tsura of Baal Peh. Both the nitzchias of this chelek Torah is because it combines both of them. The what's nogea to us in the inyanim of Torah, each chelak in itself, when it stands by itself, is lacking. The inyanim of Torah that are a nitzchis tikka emes have in themselves the quality where you feel you're touching on something that's nitzchis, on something that's solid, on something that's emes. But much of the time, many times, it doesn't speak to the person. And therefore, the person is not left cold by it. The person is not changed by it. The chelik of Torah that speaks to the person, the chelik of the Torah that reaches out to the person, is a chelik that doesn't have in itself that knach of nitzvias, and b'meila the person himself, it's the varim that go by, and that's it. The shleimus of Torah is because Torah carries in itself both in yonim. There's a lashon, I think it's sugestelt, that the machlokes in the Gemara, if Torah chasuma nitzna or megillas nitzna. You know, megillas is pieces, bits and pieces, and chasuma means the whole thing, like the getter of a star, of lemanyam yom rabbi. The shleimus, the hashlama of Divrei Torah was a hashlama by Purim, because that's when the igeres shabbat Torah, the neviim and ksuvim shabbat Torah, which are the igeres shabbat Torah, became matched up with the nitzchis of Torah, which is the sefer shabbat Torah. In the mitzias, both in the yom. If there's a school in the Yom of Purim, it's a school in this Nekuda that those in Yonim that a person normally writes off his Eiris, that are Yofa L'Shaitam, and they don't last longer than L'Shaitam Uzmanam, on Purim they get a Teikif of Lamanyam Yom Rabbi. Those inyanim of his iris, of change, his iris, whatever else that normally carries in itself the problem of not being able to list, gets the taikef on the kasavuni l'dairis of Esther. It's the first time a person can take an igeris, and it's taken as igeris, it's read as an igeris, and its tam is never pagged. It's the zichram la yosef mizaram, because it's the only igeris that can be read year after year, and it has in itself that same toikev of nigeris each time, the umpteenth time that it's read as the first time that it's read. The chibur to Torah, there's no one that's lacking in the hakara that Torah is emes and nitzchius and right and should be. No one here is lacking that hakara. And yet it doesn't shtal to a person well enough. Nobody is lacking in having had the Rimusa and the Sairus and so on and such in Yanim that from time to time. And the problem is, these are the inyanim itzad, their very nature are inyanim that don't last, because each inyan was good for its time, its place, its avera, its problem, and wherever the person was holding them. Torah, in a very, very specific way, we ask, when Torah reached its chsima, it began with a koflim hakegigis, with a kloli stick of emes. And when it got its shleimus, with Hoda Kibluar, the shleimus was that specifically Megillah and Bemela, all of Torah gets in itself a din of Igeris as well. That every person, the school of Purim, to be what a person to be mamsha from Purim is, that wherever he touches on a piece of Torah that has in itself emes and nitzchias, if the person's meisim lev, it'll talk to him. It'll become an amira. It'll become an ageris, and it'll reach out to the person. And meidach gisa, it has the maila that the inyanim and this iris, if properly done, siviv purim and megillah, even though the lechur reached the person at a specific time, a specific place, but zichram le yosef mizara. So.